You're listening to LBC. And this is Nightline.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Nightline, the program that is to radio what Adrian Love is to road racing. Oh, you should have seen us. Amazing. The great LBC London to Paris race, folks. There I was in all my pinstripe glory with bowler hat. You know how all these racing teams have stickers on the side of the car which says lubricated by Castrol? We had the first race team lubricated by Charrington's. It was lovely. Chaz and the lads at Three Times provided Guinness and champagne to see us off on our race to Paris, which you'll be hearing more about on Holiday 261 and on a special... Boom, boom, boom. Thank you. And on a special Paris race program on Monday. Suffice it to say that I won. Just thought I'd, you know, well, if you're travelling by Rolls-Royce, you can hardly lose, really, can you? It was great fun. We ended up in Paris. We had a marvellous time.
You're listening to LBC. And this is Nightline.
Oh, what a day I've had today. Really, you know, I shouldn't do it. I should admit that I am the most un-do-it-yourself guy in history, but I will attempt.
Have you been
putting things up and putting cupboards together in our new home, and I haven't even had a chance to wash them. Terribly harassed, because the gentleman who designs the road signs in the Greater London area is basically a moron, because you get a signpost which says The City, and you think, great, and then it says Dartford, then it says Penzance, and suddenly you find yourself at Victoria when you thought you were going to be at Waterloo. But however, we made it by the skin of corporate teeth.
You're listening to LBC. And this is Nightline.
Where's the guitar? I ordered a guitar. Thank you. Coming up to 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. Working in commercial radio is fun. Oh. Welcome to Nightline, the program that is to radio what Valentine Dial is. The power drill. Tonight on the program, three people with various connections with prisons, which isn't bad, and an expert on insomnia, which should fit him in nicely to this program.
Explain to regular...
And here's your host...
Oh, he's off again.
Adrian Love.
You were close, very close, but wrong.
Wrong? Well, who are you then?
I am a professional criminal.
A professional criminal?
Yes.
But what will happen if you get caught?
I will go to prison.
How old are you?
60.
But how do you do it at your age?
In the words of Jim, this is what you do.
That interview with Mr. Adrian Love was recorded last year. I am now going to go and interview him again. Did it again, what would your approach be this time?
Smash the door down and stroll in.
I see. Well, what do you think of this place?
There's got to be better things to do for the next 45 years than sit in a stone room.
Oh, I agree. So what do you intend to do?
Cause a breach of the peace.
And then what?
That's a lovely question.
Why? What's so nice about it?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. It's been nice talking to you, Agent. See you in 45 years.
LBC.
What a lovely little mover. Thank you, Paul. North London's answer to Watergate there. That was actually recorded off yesterday's programme with a lot of very careful editing and dubbing. A young man there with a great future ahead of him.
Nightline.
Your eye levels, theme from the TV show Vandervelk, which is being rerun, I think, in the afternoons now, from time to time. Kind of groovy program. Groovy policeman. All gin and machine guns. That's Russ Conway. For a nice lady who asked for a little bit of Russ Conway on the program. We try to do our best for you. 21 minutes to 1 o'clock. And before you go...
Can you buy the LBC theme yet?
It will be released. I think there is talk at the moment they're releasing the version of the LBC theme that we use for Sounds New, the kind of funky thing.
You could play the version that you use on Nightline the whole way through.
Oh, I should think so. Can we find the version we use on Nightline?
In stereo 2.
In stereo 2. Well, seeing as how, we'll play it for you.
Okay.
You've got 10 seconds to get back to your radio, starting from now. Ah, we started to play that in mono, didn't we? Let us play it in stereo. Thank you. That's the Nightline version of the LBC theme, written by Jeff Wayne and produced by Mr. Tony Hertz. And as I say, one version of that will be released in the not-too-distant future, so you can play it at home to your heart's delight. Isn't that funky?
Glorious.
However, 2:10, and there's been a short meeting of the members of the Federation of Electrical Button Pushers and All-Time Music Fans in the control room and said, what about a record? To which the answer is...
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. And my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends. The feeling oh so strong. You got to have friends to make that thing last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away from the dust to the dawn. You got to have friends. I had some friends, but they're gone. Wow, 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 wow. Something came and took them away. And from the dust to the down. Wow, 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 wow. Because you got to have friends. You got to have friends. You got to have friends. Lord, you got to have friends. That's right.
Buzzy Linhart from the album Pussycats Can Go Far, which is true, depending on, of course, their travel agency. 2:14, and that's Friends, written by the lad himself, also recorded by Bette Midler, and played an awful lot on Nightline when I first started, but they got me a new signature tune. Well, that's show business.
Hello, this is Peggy Mount here. This is just to tell you can call Adrian Love on 353-8111.
Thank you very much.
God, how
good.
Hungry and loving in the quiet of the morning. You hear London speak while a new day is dawning. And even though sad, you'll not feel like yawning. So stay tuned to Nightline and to LBC.
Beat your heart out, Elton John. 10-3. I've heard that before. Where did that sneak in from? Graham Freer? The golden throat of Graham Freer. Linda Lovelace will be terribly jealous. 3538111. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian. That was lovely, incidentally.
Yeah, he is a man of many talents. A man of many talents.
It is.
Oh, you had a jokette as well.
Nice little joke.
Okay.
From a travel agent's letter. The flight you mention is completely booked, but we'll inform you immediately someone falls out, which usually happens.
That's another airline I don't travel on. Thank you, Mary. 6.5 minutes to 2 o'clock. Two in a row.
Hey, can
forget
I tell
it.
A joke?
Yeah, tell a joke. Yeah, please. After that, anything. Yeah.
How can you tell... oh, God, I've forgotten it.
I don't know. How can you know?
No, it's one about an Irishman.
you said you were from Ashby de la Zoo?
Yes, that's right.
I just wondered, yeah.
How can you tell a stockbroking Irishman?
I don't know. How can you tell a stockbroking Irishman?
By his pinstripe donkey.
That's a lovely one there.
Are you still there?
Five. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, you're still there? I thought you'd gone.
Go back to Ashby de la Zoo with that one, I think, immediately.
I think I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Pinstripe donkey. They get worse. They can't get... They, well, if you can't laugh, shouldn't be in the business. 21 minutes to two. Hello?
This is Nightline.
538111. First time time. Hello?
Hello?
Sir.
Well, I'm phoning to tell you a joke. Is it okay?
Well, I mean, allowing for the fact that, as I always say, this is a family program, and one of our engineers has his wife here tonight, certainly.
Well, it's not clean, but it can be slightly racist.
Well, if it's clean, and if it's funny...
It's clean and funny.
As long as you don't mind half a dozen guys from Guyana ringing back with jokes about white guys, why not?
No, fair enough.
That's fair. Off you go.
The truth being, you see, we've all come back to the pub to my mate's flat.
Yeah.
And we're all playing cards and losing lots of money, except me. And this chap dropped out and turned on the radio to LBC.
It shows incredible good taste.
Naturally.
Naturally.
And all my mates now in the kitchen listen to me on the radio.
Mm.
So I've got to tell a joke, and I'm sitting here all on my own, so they can hear me on the radio.
All right. Here's your big chance for stardom.
Thank you.
Go for your life.
I won't mention my name in case I get flocked with fan mail like all you other people.
Oh, it's terribly difficult at times. Yeah, these young ladies throw themselves at you.
I'll tell you this joke. And it's slightly racist, but very clean. You see, there was this coloured chap, and he went onto a building site, went up to the foreman, he says, I'd like a job. You know, as they say, oh man, I'd like a job. And the foreman says, certainly, what can you do? Oh, anything, man, he says. So the foreman says, okay, Wog, he says, go up and work with them. Oh man, he says, don't call me Wog. So the foreman says, well, I'm sorry, he says, but, it's just it's just a nickname. He says, I'm not trying to be, trying to mock you or anything. He says, look, he says, see those four blokes on top of that building over there? He says, they're them chaps you'll be working with. The first one, he says, he's an Irishman, so we call him Mick. It's just a nickname. He says, and the next one, well... He comes from Scotland, so we call him Mac. He says, the next fella, he says, he's another Irishman, so we call him Paddy. He says, and the last fella comes from Liverpool, so we call him Wack.
so
it's
far.
It's just a nickname. All right, says this chap, and off he goes. Anyway, about an hour later, he comes back to the foreman, and he says, oh, man, he says, they keep taking the mick out of me because I'm coloured. All right, he says. And he walks outside his office, and he says, Mick, Mac, Paddy, Rick, leave the rock alone.
I'll give you that one, sir. 24 out of 10. That's clever. That is very clever. A long one, but clever. I don't think anybody can take offence at that. Humour is an amazing thing, because any problem that you can laugh at can very soon cease to be a problem. We're getting terribly philosophical, aren't we, at 16 minutes to 3? Never to mind. Shall we have a station identification and see if Ray's awake? Caught him. Let's go to... Come on, son. Get in there, just because you got your wife in.
LBC, 417 medium wave, where news comes first.
Or something like that. We thought we'd sell Dennis Rookard off. It must be somebody who wants him, because he's lost his part-time job. I don't know if you know, Dennis had a weekend job working for British Airways, kick-starting 747s at Heathrow Airport. But what with the fuel crisis and things. Then we tried to get him a job with Courtline, being a holiday resort, but that fell through as well. So I'm not really sure what we're going to do with him now, for a kind of help make Dennis a rich person. I suppose we could sell him to Shell, use him as a pontoon for North Sea Oil. There will be something. I mustn't be rude to the roadblock, I know.
LBC.
Yes, we do, right now, for a start. Yeah, we're opening the phone lines, gang. And we go out the way we started. This is the record we're playing every night on Nightline till it gets to be number one. This is Reunion.
Be Bumble and the Stingers, Mott the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a twang and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, how's a fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep of purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, Mile Beast, the Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archer, Dilson, Harry, shimmy, shimmy, Coco Poppins, Fastest Back and Finger Poppins. Tabulation, Collie, Simon, Eddie, Holder, Rolling Stone, and a folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kissing. Now I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, and Nightly, Tripper, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper. Got a ghost, so got a sweater, Leah Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Blisses, like guitars, the Fender, Bass, and Mushroom, Mumble, Bonnie, Bramley, Wilson, Pickett, Stop, and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, Fiji, Kayla, CZ, Top, and LLB, then DD, Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Prouder, CC Ryder, Edgar Winner, Junior, Summers, Isaac, Martin, Connie, Connor, Harris, Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Cooper, Vibrations, LB, Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS, and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolls.
is a record which I firmly convinced is going to get to be number one. I rarely stick my neck out, but I think that has got it made in all four suits. That's Reunion and Life is a Rock, brackets, but the radio rolled me, close brackets, which is on RCA Records. Great record, and you'll be hearing that every night next week, unless it goes to number one this week.
This is Nightline.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
Yes, I'll sing into this object in front of them.
Please do. Welcome back to Nightline.
'Twas through a YMCA concert, I craved a desire for the stage. In Flanders one night, I was asked to recite. Gadzooks, I was quickly the rage. They said I was better than Irving, and gave me some biscuits and tea. Of course, it's not union wages. Apparently, that was their usual fee. Home I came, bought this dress, appeared in your theatre, and what a success. I acted so tragic, the house rose like magic, the audience yelled, "You're sublime!" They made me a present of Mornington Crescent. They threw it, a brick at a time. Someone threw a fender, which caught me a bender. I hoisted a white flag and tried to surrender. They jeered me, they smeared me, they nearly stoned me to death. They threw nuts and sultanas, fried eggs and bananas, the night I appeared as Macbeth. The advertised time for the play was printed at 8 on the sheet. But the hallkeeper, he, having mislaid the key, we played the first act on the street. Then somebody yelled for the author. "He's dead," said the flute player's wife. Well, the news caused a frightful commotion and gave me the shock of me life. Shakespeare dead? Poor old Bill. Why, I never knew the poor devil was ill. I acted so tragic, the house rose like magic. They wish David Garrick could see. But he is in the Abbey. Then someone quite shabby suggested that's where I should be. Lloyd George and Clemenceau, they both had it on so. The King of the Belgians rushed in with Alfonso. They pleaded unheeded, and all of them yelled with one breath, "There's another war coming. If you don't stop mumming, the night I appeared as Macbeth."
Thank you very much. Ian Whitcomb. And the night I appeared in the Scots play, which I'm not going to mention because it's very unlucky in the theatre for various reasons, including the fact that a friend of mine had a nasty accident at the theatre in that. Speaking of theatres, they oppose.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me, and my problems.
This is Nightline. LBC.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends, the feeling oh so strong. You got to have friends to make that day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away, and from the dusk to the dawn. You got to have friends. I had some friends, but they're gone. Wow, 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 wow. Something came and took them away. And from the dusk to the dawn. Standing at the end of the road, boys, waiting for my new friends to come. I do not care if I'm hungry or cold. Oh, oh, oh. Standing at the end of the road, oh, oh. I said that I'm going to get the time, because you got to have friends. You got to have friends. You got to have friends.
Minutes to 4 o'clock. Nightline from LBC, Buzzy Linhart and the Chipmunks. Wrong! That's a track from the album Pussycats Can Go Far, and that's Friends. And this is Adrian Love.
Good day. If you'd like to phone Adrian Love, then call 353-8111.
Thank you, great one.
Nightline.
Oh, ain't that the truth? 23 minutes to 2 o'clock.
My thanks to Chris Ryder.
I will also bring three of my engineers along because it's cheaper than buying makeup for the clowns. Oh, got that. What? They walked out. They're walking out. No, don't do that, fellas, because if you... Very funny at all. But thank you. I see. You mustn't be rude to the engineers around here because they do all sorts of funny things with your voice and you never know what's going to happen.
That was not amusing.
We will return after Chris Ryder reads the news on 353. No, you won't be, but I'll be back on 353-8111 after a little bit of music. Okay?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I wonder, could you help me?
I'll certainly try.
Could you tell me what 417 means, as in LBC 417?
Well, of course. That's our wavelength. 417 meters on the medium wave band.
I see. Thank you.
Not at all.
I don't have a 417 on my radio, or even a 4.
You probably wouldn't. Most radios these days are marked in kilohertz.
Ah.
Yes, so instead of 417, you dial 719.
719. Kilohertz. Kilohertz. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Is that what they call FM?
Well, no. FM means frequency modulation. That's just another way of saying VHF.
VHF, of course.
And in VHF, LBC is at 97.3 megahertz.
Megahertz, 97.3, I see. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else I ought to know?
Well, there is the LBC location code we use only in the trade.
What's that?
Find Radio 3 and move up an inch.
This is Nightline.
LBC, 97.3 FM, where news comes first.
7 minutes past 1 o'clock. There is a technical argument going on here at the moment between my engineers as to whether FM and frequency modulation and VHF, very high frequency, is the same thing. Presumably, if you happen to be an electron, no, it isn't. But if you're a radio set, yes, it is. I'm not going to get into all that stuff, I tell you.
You're listening to LBC, and this is Nightline.
Oh, you should see. So suave, this place, at the moment.
I must be the only broadcaster in England that knows that Cacci Det in Aquam means he's falling in the water.
LBC 97.3 FM, where news comes first.
Thank you, Toby. God bless you, lovely. We just had a thought, actually, that if the Prime Minister is self-employed because he's lost his tax break, but I wonder if he fiddles his... just a thought, if I was...
Money for Mary, 37 guineas. I'll keep on Macintosh.
Why are you reading that from my bio?
Well, I needed the sound of paper for a sound effect, if you must know.
You know, it's not easy working out your VAT.
25 to wherever we're going. Because Chris Ryder's sitting in here drinking tea out of the machine, which shows great courage. Why haven't you gone home yet?
I'm interested.
He's interested. That's commendable. 353-8111. Hello?
Hello, Ryan?
Yeah.
You know, it was a great show with Russell Harty, but the other thing was I couldn't hear a lot of it.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Islington.
Ah, well.
Go to the King's Head.
The thing was, I grabbed, well, it'd been on for so long, normally speaking, I go to bed about 12:30, but I heard, you know, heard the programme, stayed on and listened to it, and then, but the thing was that behind it all, you've got this rattling noise, and I wondered what it was. So I grabbed my tape recorder about 12:15 and took a recording of it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I know what it is.
It's a sort of a waffling noise. Apparently, you know, this goes beyond the station for a lot of times.
Now, you're listening on medium wave, aren't you?
Yeah.
On 417, on 97...
Yeah. I've moved the radio around a little bit, you know, it's...
Yeah. No, I can explain what that is. It is an Iron Curtain country jamming us. Everybody's laughing in the studio. Let me explain. There is a station called Radio Free Europe, which broadcasts into Albania or one of these foreign places, Wales, I don't know. And the Albanian or Welsh government don't like it because they're doing all this kind of the thoughts of Chairman Ford all the time. So they try and jam them. Now, we're on the same wavelength, and although we're kind of 400 or 500 miles away, their jamming equipment is so powerful that they bubble underneath LBC.
Yeah.
Somebody's just suggesting that we're doing the programme live from Hungary. It's a lie. However, we are changing our frequency come the new year.
I see.
And unless the Albanian government find out where we are, we should be much better off. But the answer is to switch to VHF.
I'll do that.
Then you can get us in stereo.
Yeah.
Twice as much fun.
Okay, thanks
for calling.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is Adrian Lovett.
On 417 meters medium wave and 97.3 VHF, this is LBC. You're on Nightline with Adrian Love.
Very much lovely. It's 15 minutes to 2.
lady wife, Amanda, started listening to LBC, she has been subject to an overwhelming urge to write down all the useful information and telephone numbers broadcast by that worthy station. Unfortunately, she doesn't always have a pencil and paper to hand, and has taken to inscribing indispensable facts on any surface available. May I, as one who has suffered, suggest that you keep a pencil and paper near your radio? Struth, she started on the piano.
We've got a couple of minutes before Graham Freer comes along with the London News on LBC. Then we're half an hour away from first time time. Between 2 and 3 is first time time tonight. An hour when we allow the new kids a little bit of a free run at the radio. As my friend Cuddles Bassett is wont to say, if you have a telephone, you have a radio station. Unless you've spoken to me before. Because if you've spoken to me before and you sneak in between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, the 417 dialect will come screaming at you out of the sky and turn you into a pretty good impression of tomato puree. Well, that was specially put in for all the children who are listening under the blankets. Now will you go to sleep? Yeah, actually, we've got a lot of young kids who do listen to Nightline. It's like, I remember I used to read comics under the blankets with a torch. Yeah, everybody does it. Yeah, I've got embarrassed young gentlemen that do. So, you ever tried opening Eagle under the bedclothes? Trying to look at that cutout of a submarine with a torch, yeah, and your mother pretends she doesn't know. Lovely things. Oh, childhood dreams. I must have been about 28 at the time. However, be that as it may, Vatican Radio, by the way, in case you didn't know, hasn't got a license. It's a pirate station. It's true, man. It is true. Big V. It's there. Really, the top 40. You know, number 28, Psalm 37. They're all doing it down there. Honestly, Vatican Radio hasn't got the Pope as a pirate station owner. He also has the most powerful radio station in Europe, I think. Which can't be bad. But they do some good programs. We'll have a listen sometime when we're not on the air. That could be difficult.
LBC has been telling you about all the exciting things that will be happening at Croydon's Whitgift Centre on November 20th, 21st and 22nd. Things like super contests, fabulous prizes, personalities, live broadcasts, great bargains. In fact, the only things we didn't have were circus lions and performing seals. Until now, join LBC November 20th, 21st and 22nd at Croydon's Whitgift Centre and see the lions and seals. Wow. Now we've got everything except
the kitchen sink.
Johnny thought of all sorts of ways to get you to come along when LBC visits the Waltham Cross Shopping Pavilion on December the 5th, 6th and 7th. We thought maybe a jolly jingle.
LBC's at Waltham Cross, oh what a joyous day. LBC's at Waltham Cross to drive your blues away. Fun for all the family with prizes by the million. So come right down to Waltham Cross, shopping pavilion.
But somehow that didn't seem quite right. Then we thought we'd get Stuart Francis to appeal to your better instincts.
Please, please, oh I beg of you. Please come to the Waltham Cross Shopping Pavilion. Oh, my mum will never again believe that I'm a radio star.
Finally, we decided to call upon the services of a professional shouter. Over to you, Sergeant Major Prout.
All right, you horrible little civilians. Get down to the Waltham Cross Shopping Centre on the 5th, 6th and 7th of December and see LBC live. Sir.
LBC headlines the news.
It's 12:30. This is the local news. This is Nick Utekin. The London pub.
First time time on Nightline tonight will be between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, which is the hour we leave open for the new kids, people who've never spoken to me on LBC before. We rely on the regulars to stay out of the conversation for an hour. It works on...